Well, welcome back. I am Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We're now landing in South Bend, Indiana, where Frank Pomerico will be joining us. The captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And again, we want to thank our sponsor for this segment, which is Station Casinos, SCN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet, race, and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, welcome. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And, buddy, you better be fired up for this week.
Coach, I am. James and I were talking football all week. You know, James went to the game in Yankee Stadium, and he was very excited. He went with his dad, Mike Amadei, and they had a kind of a family reunion with his wife and his daughters and his other son, Tony. So it was really a great weekend for them. But, Coach, Yankee Stadium brings back so many great memories for me when I was a youngster watching the Yankees play, but also the Giants used to play there with Y.A. Tittle and Sam Huff and Frank Gifford. I mean, they had great teams back in the early 60s, and they used to play right there at Yankee Stadium. So when I saw the field in the baseball stadium, it was kind of reminiscent of when I was a youngster and how I used to watch the games. I remember also in 1969, when I was still in high school, watching Notre Dame play Army. And Notre Dame played real well against Army there at Yankee Stadium. And I was wondering, geez, maybe someday I could play at Yankee Stadium too. They had the playoffs in 73 when we were set to play Army at Yankee Stadium, and they moved it to Mikey Stadium. Now, I was a little disappointed at first until I went to West Point, and I got a chance to see Mikey Stadium, which was absolutely gorgeous in the mountains and the Catskill Mountains. It was just fabulous. And the thing I'll always remember of that game, Coach, is that Eric Parsegian on the next day on Monday gave me the game ball against Army. So I was really, really excited. And it means a lot to me when Notre Dame plays Army for those reasons right there. But James and I were talking about how the Irish dominated. Army had a great running game. They were averaging about 334 yards a game. And Notre Dame held them 100-plus yards less than that in the game. Their great quarterback, Bryson Daly, had 139 yards. Not a bad day, but he carried the ball almost 40 times. So the percentage of yardage for each carry wasn't very great. But he's kind of like almost a linebacker playing quarterback, Coach. He's not a bad thrower, but they just don't throw the ball much. And when Notre Dame had an opportunity to stop their run, it pretty much stopped their whole offense. The score was 28-7 at half, and the final score was 49-14. That stadium holds only 47,000 for a football game, the way it's arranged. But, Coach, it was a great game. I had my roommate from college that was there also, and he said it was a very, very great spectacle with the cadets marching in their grays, and there was just a good crowd, and it was a good feeling of patriotism there. Notre Dame was really sharp, though. Rodney Leonard had 148 yards thrown with two TDs. He rushed for 30 yards, and Jelly was 4-for-5 for 41 yards. And the big surprise here, not really a surprise, but a big bonus was Love, who had 7 carries for 130 yards and 2 TDs. Coach, there's something really special about our running backs at Notre Dame. They're such explosive athletes. When you have Love and Price and Williams and Leonard running the ball against you, you better be ready, because if they have a seam, they're going to be gone. And Love was. I mean, he had a long 68-yard third quarter touchdown, and he also grabbed a one-yard pass. You know, defensively, we played very well against their really one-phase offense. Army had the ball for 39 minutes and 49 seconds. I think their goal was to try to keep the ball away from Notre Dame, but they had a few turnovers, and when you do that, the Irish had short field to score with. So all in all, it was the offensive line played well, the receivers played well, Evans caught two passes. Faison caught two, and Collins caught four. Coach, it was a great game offensively for the Irish. They had over 400 yards total offense. So it was a great day. And the Army has nothing to be ashamed of. They played their hearts out. It's just that they were not playing against the same kind of caliber teams that Notre Dame is. And it kind of showed. But they'll be able to bounce back. I think they play first they play in the championship game of their league, and then they play Navy in their yearly clash. So they still have a lot of football left. So it's going to be exciting to see that.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame football report every week, and it's brought to us by STN Sports App. Frank, I think Notre Dame's playing its best football of the year currently right now. And, of course, that leads to the USC game. But for the USC game, give me your thoughts on Notre Dame and the playoffs and what they're thinking there in South Bend.
Well, Coach, everybody's very optimistic. I think when you look at the way the playoffs are set up, we'll have a home game if we win this week. Now, if we lose this week, we may be out of it because we're not in a conference. But if we win this week, we may be ranked as high as number five. And if that's the case, we'll be playing somebody like Tennessee or maybe Boise State at home. Now, in December 20th, it's a Friday night, is when they're saying the game is going to be. At 7:30, it could be, 5 inches of snow on the ground. It could be 60 degrees. Could go away. Hopefully it'll be a 60-degree weather so that we could see a good football game. But I think Notre Dame is stacking up real well. If they win that game in the first round of the playoffs, they'll probably either play in the Fiesta Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Peach Bowl, or the Sugar Bowl, and then they'll either play Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, or Penn State. All that stuff is going to change in the next 2 weeks because people are going to win, people are going to lose in championship conference play. So it's hard to say. We're just guessing right now. But the 20th and 21st starts a real plethora of games. And it's going to be a Friday and three games the next day on Saturday. And then on the 31st, you're going to have the Fiesta Bowl at night. And then the next day, you're going to have the Rose Bowl, the Peach Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl are going to be the semifinals or the quarterfinals, and then the semifinals is going to be, I believe, on the 9th and the 10th, which is a Thursday and a Friday, the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl, and the championship game is going to be in Atlanta, Coach, on Monday. So it's on the 20th. So it's going to be set up kind of like the NFL is, and it's going to be fabulous. So if Notre Dame wins their next five games, Coach, they're national champions. Now, there are happen. First, they have to win this game coming up against Southern Cal. Now, one of the things I want to bring out here about Southern Cal, they've had a 6-5 season. You say, well, that's not very good. Well, they played a really tough schedule. When you're talking about losing to teams like Michigan, like Minnesota's a good team, Penn State, and Coach, they're losing by a touchdown or 3 points. Against Michigan, it was 3 points. Against Penn State, it was 3 points. Against Maryland, it was a point. It was 5 points against Washington. And it was, those are the teams that they lose. They're good, solid Big Ten teams now. And I think that is really preparing them. USC has great players. When you look at their running game, Woody Marks has 1,100 yards with 9 touchdowns. Quentin Jaden has 395 yards, and he's a second-team guy. Now Mojave, I believe that's how it's pronounced. I'm not sure now. But he replaces Miller Moss, who had 2,500 yards passing in 9 games. Coach, Mojave is a pro-type quarterback. This guy threw for 3,000 yards last year at UNLV and 17 touchdowns. He's a seasoned veteran. He's only a sophomore. When you see him play, you say to yourself, boy, this guy, everything has slowed down for this guy. He's seen the whole field really well. So it's going to be an exciting game. The Irish can't think they're going to throw their helmet out on the field and win this game. Coach, I want to bring out a couple of different things that happened. I was talking to James about this, and he was mentioning a few of these as well. The 1964 Notre Dame game. Notre Dame goes in there 9-0, and if they win the game, they're national champions. Winning at the half, they lose the game 21-17. You may remember that game, Coach. That was a great game and a good Southern Cal team, but not a great one. And they took that away from Notre Dame, that national championship. Another one in 1970. Notre Dame is going to play Texas, number one team in the country. And they're 9-1. They play against a 4-5 team or a 5-5 team and lose 38-28 in the mud in the Coliseum. And the last one that I want to talk about is 1974, Coach. That was a real hurtful one for me. Because I knew all the guys on our team. That was Arrow Parseason's last regular season game. And they came in number two in that game, 1974. Tommy Clements is leading the charge. We're winning 24-0. And then at the half, it was 24-6. The second half, Southern Cal explodes. In 17 minutes, they score 55 points and beat Notre Dame 55-24. So it's never a done deal when you go out to the Coliseum. A lot of strange things happen. I remember when I was a sophomore, we went out there and we got beat like 43-23, and we almost killed their horse. They scored so many touchdowns. That horse runs up and down every time they score. So anything can happen out there, and I think Notre Dame has to play good, solid football in order to keep their offense in check because they can move the ball. And they have some great athletes on defense as well. So it's going to be fun to see.
Frank, let me ask you this question, then I got to let you go. What was it like coming down the tunnel in the Coliseum to play Notre Dame, a house that has had Super Bowls, Olympic Games, whatever, and then the great rivalry on top of it? Then walking to the middle of the field, which you did as a captain, looking across at the SC sideline and John McKay, and I'm not sure if you called heads or tails or your other captain buddy did. What's the feeling of that in such a great atmosphere?
Coach, the atmosphere is electric out there in Southern California. Everything about coming from the East Coast, when you go out to California, everything is really special. Okay, this is pretend land where they make all the movies and we go to Universal Studios. It's a great trip for the Irish players that go out there. The thing is, you can't get wrapped up in all that. You have to think about the football and be focused about that. But it is a great feeling coming down that tunnel. It's a big, huge tunnel. And when you're coming out of it, you feel like a gladiator at the Roman Colosseum as well. But the opposition are those Trojans. And when you have guys like John McKay, you got Richard Wood, Artemis Parker. These were Jeter, is the defensive tackle. They had great players on defense. And on offense, they had Hayden and McKay, quarterback and receiver. And you had Anthony Davis. I mean, you just had great, great linemen. It was a real special treat for me to play in those games. And I think for the Irish people, the Irish fans to go out there, they're going to see a great, great contest. They're not going to lay down, I don't think. I think they're going to give everything they can to win this game. They're on national television. This is going to be kind of a bowl game for them. They're kind of struggling a little bit, but they play good football, Coach, and they're really close to being like a 9-2 team. They got some great players, and they were so close a number of times. It'll be interesting to see how this pans out because everybody thinks the Irish are going to run away with it. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, again, Frank, I got to thank you. And James gives us all the information on what's going on with the Irish football program. We appreciate that. This is going to be a big weekend for you. There's so much on the line. It's so important for the Irish to win this game, and on top of that, the great rivalry. So I know you'll be watching this along with James and everybody that's a Notre Dame fan and a college football fan. You can't have a better kickoff time, 12:30 in the West Coast. That'd be 3:30 your time back there in South Bend. So, again, I'll be watching it. I know you'll be watching it. And, again, I want to wish you and everybody out there a very happy Thanksgiving. And again, keep those pictures coming. It's beautiful back there in South Bend, and I appreciate you sending them.
Coach, it's on CBS. James wanted me to make sure you knew it was on CBS this week, and we're excited here. We're going to be hunkering down. Our plates of snacks are already ready. So we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully it's with an Irish victory, Coach.
Thank you very much, Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team in Notre Dame, joins us every week. Of course, we want to thank our title sponsor for this segment, which is Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. You know, they have many convenient locations across the state. To go in and sign up, visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. You know, basketball has started up, too, and I want to remind everybody that on December the 21st at the Orleans Arena, the Holiday Hoop Classic will be going on, Washington State versus Northern Iowa. Doors open at 12 p.m. Go to OrleansArena.com. That's OrleansArena.com for ticket information. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We'll take a short time, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with the women's basketball coach from UNLV, Coach Lindy LaRock. So buckle up, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back.